Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Hey, everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping, too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi, everyone. Big day. I'm here with the K-pop Demon Hunters. Yes, currently K-pop Demon Hunters is the most popular animated Netflix movie of all time. And it's the most streamed movie soundtrack this year.
Oh, really?
Yes, you didn't know that.
Wow.
I know, y'all really did that.
Well, our singer is an incredible voice. You're right.
But like, thank you.
Absolutely. You're like the Zac Efron
Shout
of the High School Musical of it all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. So if you all want to introduce yourselves and your character names.
Hi, I'm Arden Cho and I voice Rumi.
My name is Mei Hong. I am the voice of Mira.
Hi, I'm Jiyoung Yu and I play Zoe.
And I'm Chance McCrary and I play a bitch.
Oh,
hey. Period.
So here I have some assumptions that the audience has submitted, and you guys can debunk these or be like, yeah, that's true. Assumption number one, this is our most liked one. Someone assumed that you all must be pretty shocked at how explosive this movie has become.
Absolutely true.
Yeah, I think that's pretty fair. I don't think anyone could have assumed that we would be number one for more than 5 weeks.
I was having this chat with a friend where, like, there's a difference between a successful movie and this.
And what's the difference?
It's just like, you know, like, success in this industry can mean so many things. It can mean, like, breaking even at the box office or, like, being critically acclaimed. This is, like, a phenomenon at a level that I don't know if anyone could have ever forecast or predicted.
It's definitely.
Been wild.
Part of it is, like, it's such a wide audience, too. Like, a lot of adults will say that they watched it with their kids and they're like, we liked it just as much as they do. What do you think makes this movie accessible to everyone?
I think it's just an incredible story that has a little something for everyone, right? I mean, if you love K-pop, you love it. If you love like demons and action, you're in for that. But if you love comedy, it's definitely funny and there's romance and there's family and identity and friendship and just everything.
I mean, the Sing Sing dance of it all.
Obviously, like the musical aspect is so incredible.
Yeah. I'm a huge fan. It hit all the right action points for me. I love a weapon. I love a katana. I love the spear thing. Yeah, I'm in. Pull that out of the ether wherever you pulled
Seriously,
it from.
Seriously, I wish we could just.
I mean, you can. And you can. We've seen a fandom be created for this movie in ways that we've never seen before. We've seen TikTok dances. We're seeing a lot of cosplays. I'm assuming that must be inspiring and awe-inducing to see people dress up like your characters.
People did it really fast.
Yeah.
It was like week one.
It surprised you.
Perfectly. Yeah, of course. That's insane. How did they get it together so fast?
Yeah.
People are so talented. Yeah. I think I just love how much joy this film has brought to so many people, and I feel like it's just made everyone excited to show what they love about the movie and share their art as well. I feel like I've seen so much like creative art and just like even like animations and drawings of our characters and Derpy and everything, and obviously like music and dancing, and the cosplay is just incredible.
Speaking of cosplay,
I'm like, please dress us.
We have a friend of the channel who did a cosplay of his own, Baby No Money.
Oh yeah,
and
I saw.
Yeah,
oh, I didn't see this. I
he did
see
too.
This.
Oh, we're gonna show you.
Oh,
we're gonna show you. We've got a clip right here.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Look at that.
Wait.
Are you joking?
Costumes are like the same.
They did it so fast, too.
It's so good.
How is he holding a cut role so well, actually?
I know.
He's talented.
Oh my goodness. Y'all won.
Oh.
Yeah.
Baby.
Wow.
I'm a fan of his music.
I, like, kind of want to see you.
Like, I definitely listen to too.
Yeah. I feel like there has to be a time when we do it.
I know.
But we need, I mean,
when
I
you
need
do what?
Help.
Why? Like, oh, no.
I want to try.
Why not?
When you do what?
I could never match the level of detail and, like, execution.
No, we would need help.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
People could help us.
Oh, I thought you meant on my own.
No, I can't on my own. How am I going to do her amazing break?
Yeah.
Or I just feel like,
yeah.
But I feel like it would be fun, right?
You have to.
Netflix, help us.
Yes.
This movie had the most costume looks of an animated movie of all time.
Wow.
So someone assumed you were jealous of your character's wardrobes.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, we have eyes.
Yeah, I can see, and it's not in real life.
I mean, like, hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fair to say we're a bit jealous of our characters because they are so hot and so cool.
Well, we'll say aspirational.
Right, like, I don't know if jealous is the right word. It's almost like, one, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that our animators are so talented that they made our characters flawless.
Yeah.
And beautiful.
And broken.
Yes.
But and that's why they're perfect.
Yeah,
exactly.
Was there a favorite outfit where, like, if I could pull it into the real world, this is the one I would pull?
Oh, I like when we have the final, what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Like the white fits.
Ooh, that's very cute. Yeah. I also just love their golden stage look, too.
Yes.
True.
Just, I think it's so
aesthetically pleasing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they just look so cool and perfect. And I'm like, oh my gosh, perfect body, give me.
Oh my God, wait.
I feel like I might go with like the full leather looks though.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because like in real life, those would be so awful to wear. Like so hard to put on,
baby
so hard
powder.
To take off.
But oh my gosh, or them
in
coming
animated
down the
world,
slide.
They look so effortless and
except
comfortable.
For when they go down the slide.
Yeah, that's the only downside.
I love that moment.
The leather.
So one of the best parts of K-pop Demon Hunters, I think, hey! Hey, hey!
Yeah. Stop it.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, he's usually not.
Rude.
Wow. Wow.
I'm sorry.
It's not your
fault. Let them in here.
We should have vetted this. How did they get clearance?
Are you okay?
Are
you okay? He's good.
I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I promise we're usually not like this.
We're ready.
What did you assume about each other before meeting?
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
Ooh.
They both turned to you. That is so funny.
Know,
they both
I'm
said.
Like,
okay, I know.
No, I know.
But I know.
No, I know. I just I assumed that both Jiyoung and Arden were much better media trained than me.
That's hilarious.
And way better at press stuff and just like had more experience in the industry in general.
Yeah.
And so I felt kind of like, God, I'm gonna suck in comparison. Like if we're all gonna have to like talk together or whatever. Like I'm just it's like, oh no.
So no, I you're
felt
amazing.
Like anxious.
I think you're doing great.
Yes, you're amazing.
So that was like, but actually we're just regular.
Yeah.
Like it's not really,
no.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think my assumption was, I was like, oh my gosh, Mei is so cool. She's a model and she's in New York. She's like so cool and edgy. And then Jiyoung, I had watched Expats and I was like,
oh my.
Yeah, so I'd watched all of Expats and I was like,
that's a real
ooh, she's impression. Also so edgy and cool. And I was like, wow, both girls are so edgy and cool. But then I met, and you guys are very edgy and cool, but also super sweet and down to earth and so cute.
I just like assumed that they would be like similarly some kind of untouchable, like cool girl vibe, but we're all just pretty silly.
Another assumption that we have is someone assumed that each of you vibe with a different character than you might have played. What character do you vibe with?
It was just kind of perfect casting.
I love that.
Mira is, I am Mira.
You are so Mira. It's crazy.
She what just makes like, you Mira?
I mean, she's our coolest visual. Look at her.
Yeah.
I think like we share the same values, just really protective of loved ones. And,
yeah. And still protecting your individualism.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, we're not... At least for myself. I can't be as cool as Rumi is on the K-pop level or like the visual level, but I feel like—
Okay, don't do that. Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
With help, thank you. But with the team.
Yeah.
Takes a village.
Yeah.
No, but I think in the sense of her character and who she is as a person, as a girl, as a sister, as a friend, I feel like I relate with Rumi a lot.
And I think she figured that out too. It takes a team. She can't hide all of her parts of herself. She has to share it with people.
Exactly. And I feel like that was one of the things I loved about her so much because it reminded me so much of like my younger years and the things I struggled with. And we all do. Everybody struggles with, whether it be like identity or anxiety or shame of something that we might not need to be shameful for.
Yeah.
Right? And so I feel like her realizing that, you know, it takes us as a team to do it together is just so powerful. And I don't know. I just love that.
That's beautiful. And do you vibe with your character?
Of course. I mean, I think all of us put a lot of ourselves into our characters. And that's something Maggie and Chris both really wanted. But I really love like all the girls. When I was a kid, I was like a Buttercup girl from Powerpuff Girls. Yeah. I was also like a Raven from Teen Titans.
Okay. So we're like this alt.
Like I loved like powerful, cool girls. But as I've gotten older, I think I'm realizing like, essence-wise, I'm probably closer to Starfire and Bubbles.
So wow.
Like, but I do think Zoe would so be like, I love Mira. And the more she tries to be Mira, the more Zoe she becomes, you know?
Yeah, in her own way.
Yeah.
So you all mostly have live experience acting. How was it switching to voice acting experience? And I know someone did ADR for something.
I've done a bunch of ADR.
You've done some ADR. Yeah. So what's the difference? Like, someone assumed that it was harder to switch to voice acting because you don't get to see the person that you're acting with.
Yeah, I think there's less room for subtlety with your, like, you kind of have to do more, which is hilarious because I'm so monotone. But yeah, I feel like it's actually more, it's freeing and you're just like not thinking about your shell at all. And it's like the fact that you can kind of do it better with your eyes closed by like visualizing something or the sort of the scene.
Exactly like, how it'll sound. You don't have to worry about what you look like at all. How much actual FaceTime did you get during this process? I know you have a group chat, but did you guys get to see each other a lot during the filming?
Oh, you've been studying up.
Oh, sorry.
He knows
about our group chat.
Sorry.
Who told him? No, I'm just kidding.
And I'm in.
Yes. Oh, yeah, you can join. It's just a bunch of gifts and ridiculous
things.
We did not record together.
At all, yeah.
Wow. So is it fun doing this press tour, getting to, like, see each other more and be like, this is who you are. This is what you're about.
Well, it's interesting because we were saying we almost felt like we got to know each other as we're doing our own sessions because you start hearing each other's voices as the project is building and we're kind of building it all together.
You know what is so cool about that is you're kind of discovering each other. And in this movie, they're discovering each other. They don't actually know the secret, like this deep down thing. And now you guys know each other. You know your secrets. You know the brokenness and what makes you beautiful. Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
So fun.
Goes back to my iPad.
Anxiously texting, what should I wear for press?
Literally 90% of our chat is, hey, what are we wearing? Like, what are you wearing?
Are you going to change?
No way.
Should we change in between this interview? Because.
Wait, that is so fun. Do you guys have the same? Do you guys have a stylist?
Yeah, I mean we have different stylists though.
You have different ones, so you have to kind of coordinate.
So we're trying. Yeah.
Wait, that is fun. Is there like a ringleader who's like, okay, girls, gold. We're going red. We're going green.
No.
Honestly, I feel like we just all usually like, synergize. Yeah, we're all pretty supportive. Yeah. We're like, well, who's got something ready? Who's ready? Yeah. We'll try to match that.
Oh, that is awesome. That's like literally me at the
Ren Fair. But it's also fun because I feel like we're all pretty into our like personalities. Like I feel like
L-E-D-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
We kind of fit,
yeah.
Even in that.
Okay, so one of the directors of the film described her inspiration from The Host, the movie, where it kind of blends this gruesome darkness with light comedy moments. So were there any Korean films or media that you consumed to get yourself ready for this project?
I mean, Bong Joon-ho is like...
Yeah.
Goat. So
yeah,
iconic.
I feel like he should be part of every conversation.
Yep.
Ever. I'm just like already a fan of K-pop, so I don't think I really did any more K-pop consumption, but
like,
I would
I'm in it.
Yeah, I would say like my average level of K-pop consumption is high enough that like
yeah.
It was already in the zone.
What groups?
Well, I've been in ARMY since 2015. They've heard this like 500 times.
It's all right.
Okay.
Yeah, the world needs to hear it again.
Okay. BTS is like top.
Yeah.
But I love Twice. Mm. So excited when I heard they were going to be a part of this. And I'm also kind of like second, third gen to get very deep into K-pop.
Do whatever you need.
Red Velvet, FX, SHINee,
Boom.
Generation.
Yeah.
Like, I could go on.
Yeah, you don't have to. No. We're running out of time. Please stop.
Our cutest magnets. Perfect.
Anyone else? Was there any other media that you consumed?
I think I was like re-watching Sailor Moon.
Awesome.
Yeah. And like,
that's awesome.
Also Cowboy Bebop. And kind of like, that's more thinking about animation. I recently also watched some Powerpuff Girls, and it like holds up. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so amazing.
I really identified with him. Villain.
Scariest voice ever.
So scary. So frightening.
Scariest, yeah.
But his legs, I'm like, oh my
I know.
God. Wow. In the heels,
those
too,
heels.
Walking around with the crackers.
So good with the lobster hands.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Terrifying.
Yeah. I know. Mine was all like, I just love K-dramas. And I feel like we have so much of that cute like romance trickled within.
Yeah.
Like, moments with
the business and proposal. Rumi.
I know. I love that.
Was that. Really good.
I don't know if you're into K-dramas.
I haven't seen any.
There's some Easter egg moments for K-drama fans.
No way, in the movie?
Yeah, so that moment that we first meet Jinu.
Yes.
Where we like think he's gonna help her.
Yeah.
He's like,
oh, and then he.
Yeah.
But so, the triple take, like where it's like they like.
It's supposed to be. Supposed to like save her.
Yeah.
But they make
Not
up for
this
it.
This time.
They make up for it.
What would you guys be most excited about if there were a sequel?
Backstory, obviously. Mira has a family that has been oppressive to her, clearly. I'm very curious about what they're like. Seems like she has a brother. What's he like?
Oh.
What Ivy League did he go to?
Yeah.
That made me so, difficult.
Yeah, I think definitely Rumi's backstory, mom and dad, would be interesting to see that. Also, how Huntrix came to be.
Mm-hmm.
And, maybe saving Jinu. Jinu's soul.
Yeah.
Where are you, Jinu?
Somewhere out there.
He's here.
This is like a really cheesy answer, but I would just like to play Zoe again. Like, it was so much fun, especially like when we signed on to the project. Of course, we didn't know that it would become this.
Yeah.
I just thought I was going to have a lot of fun, and I did. And the creative team has been such a pleasure to work with. So it would be really wonderful just to see them again and goof around again.
Yeah. I miss just hanging out with Maggie and Chris. Maybe we'll get to record together sometime if
If we're so lucky to have a sequel, maybe if you guys watch the movie over and over and over.
Yeah. And I want to see more spiritual weapons. Yeah. Like a spiritual shield or like a spiritual bow and arrow.
So cool.
That would be so freaking sick.
Yeah. I love it. Napoleon Dynamite.
No, it's definitely Napoleon Dynamite. It,
I was like, hey.
Someone assumed that this might be a lot of people's first introduction to K-pop.
Yeah.
I think it has been,
Yeah.
I've heard that quite a bit, especially in Korea. There was a lot of conversations that I heard where people were saying that they just assumed if you didn't like K-pop that you wouldn't like the movie. Mm. And they were just blown away by all of these people who were very honest on like TikTok or Instagram or socials about, I didn't know what K-pop was.
Yeah.
And I didn't care for K-pop. But K-pop, hello. Like, this is my newfound love and joy.
And isn't that so funny?
I've seen a Reddit thread that's like, that's like, I just watched K-pop Demon Hunters and I wasn't really even a fan of K-pop before, but I'm just wondering if anyone can guide me to, like, what should I listen to now? Because I love the music so much.
The comments are like, we got you,
Yeah, everyone's sounding off. Yeah, it's so cool.
So are there any assumptions that you have about Smosh, if you know what Smosh is at all? We are a YouTube conglomerate. conglomerate is such an interesting... Do you have any assumptions that you would want to put out there?
No. I know Smosh.
Yeah?
Well, I know part of Smosh. I know Ian.
I'm so sorry. I would like to apologize for him right now.
No, I'm just kidding. Well, I was telling them, like, I mean, Smosh is like OG YouTube. I mean, but now it's like an empire, I guess.
An empire is a way to describe
it. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, I think it's incredible. I mean, you know, who would have thought YouTube back in the early 2000s would become what it is now? So it's pretty cool.
And I have a question. Do any of you game at all? Are there any video games that, like,
I've played two video games.
Like, what are the two video games? Hit me with them.
Spider-Man 1 and Spider-Man 2.
Oh, on the PS4. My God. That's awesome.
And, like, maybe Nintendogs and, like, Wii when I was a kid.
Wow.
But in terms of, like, a video game I sought out.
Yeah.
That's it. Oh, and Until Dawn, because I was in that.
Yes.
I was too scared. I'm terrible at, like, quick reaction things because I try and play with my whole body.
Yeah.
So I watched a playthrough and, like, watched the cast play it. I didn't really play any of the actual game, like, on a controller. Mm,
that's okay. I would do that with my brothers. I'd be like, I'm watching you play this.
Well, I'm a horror scaredy cat, too, so there was just no way I was making it through alone.
Yep, yep.
Our friend lent us their GameCube last summer.
Beautiful.
So I bought Super Mario Sunshine.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today for 10% off your first month.
To replay. And I beat Zelda Wind Waker twice because I wanted to play again in the pajamas.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, but I can't let myself have a console.
If I do,
I think it'll just kind of take over my life.
100%.
So I'll do it just like in little chunks.
Wow, that's beautiful. Yeah. And that's healthy.
Yeah, boundaries.
Someone assumed that you guys all can handle spicy food. Is that true?
Yes.
What level of spicy are we going?
I want to be on Hot Ones.
Okay, well, I can't go, like,
to refer
super,
to
super
another
hot.
Show.
Wow, that's awesome.
No, I don't think I can handle it. I just think it would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like to eat food that's too spicy because I can't eat as much of it as I want to. Mm-hmm. So that's the only thing, but I enjoy it.
Yeah, I like the feeling of spicy food. I don't know if you guys know this, but a lot of Koreans will eat spicy food on a day when they're really stressed because it helps you de-stress. So when you eat really spicy food, it's almost like, it's easier to explain this in Korean, but in English, I mean, it's basically like, yeah, because you're so stressed that the food is hot and spicy, that all your energy goes there, that whatever's stressing you out in life is like over and done.
That's beautiful.
So for example, like...
it's kind of like pinching yourself. Like, yeah, just like focus on like, your body.
But it's so spicy that it like hurts, but it's also delicious.
You know,
so,
there's actually like science behind it, right?
I think so. Like, but like, you know, Koreans, like there's like a saying for it, but...
And also it forces you to be present.
Yeah, you're like, I'm right here, right now, suffering in my mouth.
Yeah, and then you're like, life is great.
Yeah.
My rule with spice is like, it depends on the type of spice, but I don't think any spice should be the primary flavor. Like, if I've lost all other sense of flavor,
then it's
then
too
what
spicy.
Was it for?
I'm like, and now I'm just like in pain. Yeah. Like, what was it for? But I do love spice, and like every now and then I'm craving like peppercorn spice. Yeah.
I can handle really spicy, just so we're clear.
Okay.
I feel like that's a challenge.
It's not a challenge unless you guys want to do like hot ones or something.
Yeah, bring in the spicy.
Bring them in.
We're ready.
Well, thank you guys so much. This was so fun. And I'm so excited to see what you guys do now.
Thank you.
Thank you
for having us.
Of course. Is there anything else that you want the people to know?
I mean, you guys didn't assume anything too spicy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was like...
I was bracing myself really bad. Something that I would have allegations.
Mm-mm. Allegations. Yeah.
People assume that you still owe. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, everybody was so nice.
Yeah.
Well, that was Assumptions with the K-pop Demon Hunters. Go watch it on Netflix and tune in next time. Was that good?
Did you know those weapons are also based off of traditional Korean weapons? Did you know that?
What are the traditional Korean weapons?
Oh, I don't know the names. You'd have to ask the animators. But
there's the knives that are based off the...
Those are based off of like shaman ceremonial knives.
And they have like the pieces of paper, the scripture on them, right?
I think Zoe's have like ribbons.
Yeah.
But I don't know if there's anything written on them.
What would you write on your knives?
I think Rumi's will now say, my scars are beautiful.
Aww.
Wow, that was such a good, not the response I expected.
Mine would say, ew, and silly.
Oh, like, cute. All right, what do yours say?
I was thinking anything along the lines of like, caca.
Ooh.
And like, what's up?
Or like, yeah, you definitely have to do what's up.
Or the silly sound that plays when the Saja boys pose.
Oh, that's good.
That'd be funny.
Write that.
Yeah. I don't know. I've seen so many fun spellings now.
We can figure it out. We can figure out an accent or two.
Yeah.
All right, what's yours?
Slay.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialously. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialously with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.